T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's a coincidence. I'm going to say it's not. Brewers, they almost turned on another gear when Tim Diller joined the Fox Sports Wisconsin broadcast for that series against the Reds. They've been pretty hot since then. I don't know if that's coincidence or if Tim had something to do with it. Tim Diller joins us now. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman here on the Fan Minor League Pitcher with the crew. He's been in the big leagues. He knows the postseason. He's great on social media. We got to say that every time, Tim, because you are.
Hey, Tim.
At Tim Diller.
Yeah.
Tim Diller joins us.
If you don't say good social media, they'd be like, oh, they got a minor leaguer to talk about the big leagues.
Oh. Yeah. What's more impressive? No. That you have a lot of followers or that you're in the minor leagues? Probably, though.
That's a little bit of probably both.
Yeah.
I'm still playing, and for some reason, people seem to care. So.
Yeah. But I've never looked at you as a minor leaguer, though. I mean, because you've been around baseball for so long. I mean,
that's true.
Your baseball card might say Colorado Springs or next year San Antonio. How do you like that, by the way, going to San Antonio, if that's where you are?
You don't want to mess with Texas. But, yeah, I don't know. I know that's where the Brewers will be. I don't know what my career is for next year. I do the same pitch every year. Every time I see a GM or I see somebody that's above me, I say, hey, my name's Tim Diller. I need a job.
Oh, it seems to work.
Yeah, it is working so far. So far, yeah. It is working.
All right, Tim, this bullpen, I was talking to some of the guys when I was doing the locker room interviews on Sunday, and with the bullpen, and which, you know a lot about the bullpen and pitching. I said, hey, is this bullpen thing kind of contagious with all you guys? Because it seems like one guy after another goes out and does the job. Is that the way it is with these guys?
Well, I think when you have that many guys being successful, I think that's what it is. They don't want to let somebody else down. And I've been in the bullpen before when it's been going really well, and you just don't want to be the guy that messes it up. I still say that. I come into a game, and I'm like, okay, Tim, don't screw this up. And when you have that many guys buying into it and that camaraderie, that's what it is. Everybody wants to do their share, and they're willing to – I mean, you look at Corey coming in like the fifth inning or sixth inning, you know, or coming in the ninth inning. You see different guys with different roles and doing well, and that has to do with their attitude and not being stuck on, no, this is my role, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
You know, with Corey, that's a good name to bring up because he was an all-star last year and then struggled a little bit, goes to Colorado Springs for like a week and a half, and then comes back up. Orlando Arcia, they needed to do that with him a little bit. When you're in the big league level and you go down to the minor leagues, how does that really work? Do the guys think, okay, I'm here, I got to get back, or this is the time where I'm just going to work on some stuff? What goes through someone's head when that happens to them? Because they've come back up. Arcia's been great, and Corey's been really good. So it obviously works. I just wonder how it works.
Well, I think it's changed. I think for the Brewers, they've used it as a way to get guys rest. They've done it as a way to get guys to pitch in a non-threatening situation where they can come to AAA and kind of get their innings in. They did it with Domingo. Domingo was struggling. Hey, go find your swing. Go find, you know, whatever it is that you need to do in a non-threatening environment so you can come back and be a difference maker. And I think they all have. But, you know, at times, maybe with the Brewers, other organizations, you get sent down. That could be the nail in the coffin, as you know, so to speak. But I think what they're doing is they're telling these guys, listen, you may be there for 3 days. You may be there for 10 days. You may be there for a month. But you're coming back. You know, give them that little bit of hope of you're one of our guys. We're just letting you do this to get better. And I think they've used it as a swinging door this year. They've had probably more moves than anybody else in baseball, and I think it's paid off for them.
How is this bullpen doing, you think? I mean, they've I don't want to say they're taxed, but they've been used a lot. And some of those guys were used in all three of the series games against the Rockies. Some of these guys have been really, really used a lot. And when they do bullpen days, they get extended even further. What do you think the shape is of these guys?
I mean, I think they see the finish line, and they're going to still have as much in the tank as they have. They're going to dig deep because they know this is a rare opportunity. And so No one's backing down. They don't care. They're going to go full throttle right up into the end. And you know what? Then you can rest for as many months as you want. So I think they're seeing this as the chance of a lifetime. And no one's backing down. And in fact, I would say some of these guys have gotten even stronger.
You know, Tim Dillard joining us here on The Fan. We were just looking back at the 2011 playoff roster. Yeah. When you're a part of the team, but maybe you're not on that 25 that is eligible to play, you're still there, like Zach Davies now, Chase now, these guys right now, you in 2011. What is that like? Because you're rooting that's your team, but you don't have the ability to impact the game. I would just think that would actually be tougher for some guys.
Well, those guys are good teammates, and good teammates are ready at the drop of the hat. In 2008, I think Ricky Weeks took a ball off the wrist, and they activated Brad Nelson. Brad Nelson was taking BP every day. He was getting his ground balls at first or wherever they needed him. I think those guys are throwing bullpens. They're probably facing live hitters. They're staying in shape because they know it's like, hey, you may not be pitching 7 or 8 innings, but you may come in and have to get one out, and it may be the biggest out there is. That's being a good teammate of picking your guys up, but also being ready and preparing yourself. That's what we were doing in 2011. I was, I think, the only pitcher that wasn't that was with the team that wasn't active. And if we would have won, I was going to be active for, I think we were going to play the Rangers. So they had a lot of righties, and they were going to activate me. And so to me, being a good teammate was just being ready. And I know those guys. Those guys are ready. I mean, if they get activated tomorrow, if something happens, they're going to be ready.
All right, what about this pitching staff against that Dodger offense, who we hear a lot about, and, of course, Machado right in the heart of it. How do you think this pitching staff stacks up against those guys?
You know, it's hard to say. I think the four best teams in baseball, the most exciting teams in baseball, are in the postseason that are still left. I think those four teams are amazing. It's going to be good baseball regardless. And you have, I mean, just an empire of a bullpen facing an empire lineup. So I don't know, man. I'm excited for it just because I love baseball. And good baseball, when it's on TV, you can't look away. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
What do you remember about that time in 2011 when they make it to the NLCS? Because I'm trying to, as a fan, compare this time to that time. And we've been talking about it a little bit this week. And I think one difference is in 2011, we knew you guys were good. And in 2018, this whole process of getting back to this point has maybe happened quicker than we thought it would. But I'm seeing, man, I'm going to my dentist, and I didn't even know these people like the Brewers. We're talking Brewers. You can be on an elevator today and be quiet with someone, and you can just be like, hey, do you think Jonathan Schoop or Aaron Perez on the 25-man for against the Dodgers? And you'll become best friends with these people. The town right now has just bought in more than I can envision. What do you remember about that time, about the fan support?
Well, in 2011, there were a lot of homegrown guys. You know, you start looking at who was on that team, guys that came up through the minor leagues with the Brewers. To me, that was probably the most exciting part, is because everybody was like, hey, we've seen you guys for years, you know, and it's kind of that payoff moment. But also, if they were the Yankees or the Dodgers, they're going out and picking up huge names, you know, like, hey, we got the best guy that's on the market. You know, we got 10 of those guys. It's like, great. I think the Brewers have a great mix of older guys, younger guys, guys that have been there, guys that they've picked up that are maybe weren't supposed to be superstars, or maybe they didn't know they were superstars. Now they're on the map, and I can't go to my kid's Little League game without people coming up and going, man, the Brewers are such a fun team to watch. And I'm like, that's great, but I'm going to watch these kids right here.
Yeah. I mean, so where did your kid play Little League ball?
We're in Tennessee, Franklin, okay. Tennessee, just south of Nashville. And, yeah.
Okay, even down to Tennessee, so the Brewers got out, eh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they everywhere you go, like, I saw Brewers hats the other day, and just were like, hey, go Brewers. And you're like, oh, yeah, we're from Wisconsin. We live here now, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, you have a conversation. They're like, no, we know who you are. I was like, I don't think you do, but okay.
So are you going to be doing anything for this post, any more in the postseason on TV, doing any other work at all?
I don't know. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking about just driving up there and see how far I could get into the stadium. You know, like, see if I could get to the parking lot. You know, I know a couple of those guys. Maybe try to get through security. I know a couple of those guys. Just see if, how far I could get and just kind of show up.
You know, if you did that, the guy that's at the gate, he would let you in. I know it. Yeah.
He would?
Yeah, Neil would see Tim. Neil doesn't know who's on what roster. But he knows he would let you in for sure.
But he should get in because he's been a part of this.
I know, but like even Corey Ray and Zach Brown were just up here and they had to get the name tags and they had to go through the thing. Yeah. And I don't know how well Neil knows them.
Yeah, but
the guy at the gate would recognize Tim.
Yeah.
You could probably get as far as on the mound, I think, if you really tried.
Yeah, but, you know, they jack up security. You just don't know.
Oh, those guys in red shirts ain't stopping nobody.
I know some of those guys, too.
Really? You
know, all
I would test those guys.
Message, like, yeah. All
the
guys just wear a suit, walk in, have a backpack, be like, hey, guys, what's up? You know, they come right this, you know. I doubt that would happen, but I bet I could get pretty far.
I do, too. I think that's your next video.
Yeah, see how far you can get before you're stopped.
Yeah.
And wear a three-piece suit, too.
There, it's like 9 hours.
You might get arrested. Nine hours for a video, Tim. I've done more for less.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he'd have to come in a three-piece suit. He just couldn't come in jeans because he's got to look a little, he's got to stand out a little bit.
I think if you wore a jersey, you'd have a good shot, too.
Yeah, well, I got to wear big league stuff. I can't wear my minor league attire.
No.
I got to step it up a notch.
Yeah, I don't think Neil totally knows much about Colorado Springs. I wouldn't wear any of those. Hey, we appreciate the time. We'll want to check in with you again come World Series time if that's the case. It's just good to get your perspective because, I mean, you've played with a lot of these guys recently, and it's very interesting. Yeah. And we all want to know what's next for you. It sounds like you want to know what's next for you, so keep us posted, and we'll talk to you soon.
Know.
Yeah.
If anybody has a job, you know, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know. I'm looking, so.
Yeah, this is your version of LinkedIn right now.
Yeah. I just kind of, you know, went past everything and went straight to the stores. Hey, I need a job. Yeah, thanks, guys. I'll come back anytime.
Yeah, awesome. Tim Dillard, appreciate it, man.
All right, Bart. Thanks, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.